Drought and sugar beets. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. The ongoing drought extending all across Idaho, which is certainly sugar beet country, has some implications for sugar beet growers. Agronomy manager for the Drayton Factory District of American Crystal Sugar, Justin Craig, talks about how the dry conditions have impacted the sugar beet crop.
Well, it's been extremely dry. We're really in need of some rain. We really don't have any reserve in the soil. The water table readings early from May showed no excess water in the soil at that time. So it's been a struggle, and we're surprised to see how good the beet crop is looking right now. It's variable, highly variable. Stands are variable. We like to see stands in the 200 to 220 beets per 100 feet a row, and they're averaging more like 150 this year. But there's areas where there's far less than that, and there's areas where there's more than that.
Craig fills us in on insects and weeds that beet growers need to watch for.
We haven't seen any other real issues with insects aside from the sugar beet root maggots and the sugar beet root maggot fly. And as far as weed control goes, our biggest enemy that we're coming up against is Roundup resistant water hemp that's finally made its way up here in significant populations.
Again, that's Justin Craig, who is an agronomy manager with American Crystal Sugar. I hope you found this agricultural program both informative and useful. I'm David Sparks, proud to represent the Ag Information Network.